Innisfil Today received the following letter to the editor from reader Howard Kramer in response to a recent article on Ward 6 candidate Lisa Maxwell. I have just read the article, regarding Lisa Maxwell, and her attitude and opinions, regarding her challenge for the position of councillor, Ward 6, Innisfil, Ontario. I am wondering. She claims that she, as a resident at Friday Harbour, is paying Innisfil taxes, twice. I do not understand this position. She is a resident within a private condominium community, and she is assessed a percentage of property taxes. As well, she pays a monthly maintenance fee, which goes towards the maintenance and upkeep of the development. This is similar, everywhere, when one resides within a communal environment. She claims that Friday Harbour does not have the same facilities as other areas of Innisfil. If she wants a community centre, then have the developers of her private community build one, for their residents. If she wants schools for residents, the same attitude prevails. Get the developers to underwrite the expenses, totally. The best occurrence was the building of a fire station nearby. This was a necessity, although it rang of political overtones, by the developer. Friday Harbour is a private development, not a public venture. Yes, it is publicly accessible, but this is from a marketing perspective. The developers are attempting to draw people into the area, to promote the sale of units, as well as bring in traffic for the various businesses. She is fortunate to be able to afford to reside with the development, but, when they purchased their unit, they were well informed of the future aspects that were envisioned for Friday Harbour. So far, the developers have, literally, controlled Innisfil Council, about their wants and needs, which shows that money talks, when it comes to interaction with governments and private corporations. I have a residence within Innisfil, and I do pay property tax, along with all of the pertinent utilities. I also have to pay for the upkeep of my property, out of my pocket, as does Ms. Maxwell, through her monthly maintenance fee. Ms. Maxwell's intentions are honorable. However, she chose to live within a condominium environment, and, I am certain, she was well aware of the costs involved. Friday Harbour was not marketed to appeal to young families. It was geared towards snowbirds. Children, I do not believe, were in the equation, so schools were not an issue for the developers. As well, a community center would only be accessed by the Friday Harbour residents. Friday Harbour is a private entity. Ms. Maxwell. Enjoy your residence. Friday Harbour is a beautiful environment, for some. However, please do not expect me to subsidize your lifestyle, from the outside of your envelope. Have a great day, Howard Kramer, Innisfil, Ont.